have now, where there are only one or two seats in it. And these things are enormously expensive. Mm. And what has happened, I think, increasingly, is that people are picking their times to go at times that are particularly inconvenient for the government in the lead-up to an election year.
Okay.
Mm.
We'll come back in. Josie Pagani and Vernon Tava on the huddle. It's now 15 to 6.
Interrupt this broadcast to announce that today only you can save 10 cents per litre at Caltex with AA Smart Fuel. Add that to the 6 cents per litre you could earn at Countdown this week, and that's 16 cents in total. Qualifying spend applies.
Calling all investors. What return are you getting on your bank investment? First Mortgage Trust consistently pays better than bank investment returns. That's First Mortgage Trust. Call now. 0800 321 113. That's 0800 321 113.
There's never been a better time to buy a new Honda, because right now you can get 1.7% finance across the range. This offer is available until the end of March only, so hurry into your local dealer now in Newmarket, North Shore, East Auckland and Pukekohe. That's 1.7% finance on any new Honda bought between now and the end of March. Subject to lending criteria and approval. 1.7% fixed interest rate per annum on any new Honda, minimum 20% deposit, maximum 36-month term, with establishment fee of $510 plus a PPSR fee of $13.
Smith and Smith Repair. Don't let that stain chip on your windscreen turn into a crack. Our repairs take just 30 minutes, so we'll get you back on the road fast. And thanks to your glass insurance, the repair will usually be free.
Smith and Smith Replace.
I sold my home through LJ Hooker and can't fault their enthusiasm, commitment and passion for property. I highly recommend them.
List with LJ Hooker today.
LJ Hooker. Nobody does it better.
Licensed REAA 2008.
News Talk ZB Auckland community notices with Danske Mobler Furniture. Enjoy no interest for 15 months plus 15% off.
Rotary Mount Eden presents live jazz with young award-winning jazz pianist Leon Hattori at Danish House on March 11 from 5 till 7. Tickets are $20 each and it's BYO nibbles. Proceeds will go to Rotary's Heart Saver project to provide more automated external defibrillators in the community. For details and tickets, email mountedenrotary@gmail.com.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Mobler Furniture.
News Talk ZB, it is now 13 to 6. We have Josie Pagani, Vernon Tava on the huddle. Issue number 3, Josie, to you. A beggar convicted of fraud. This was in Hastings. Had a home, welfare of $380 a week, whatever. Do you think this guy's a lone wolf? Or I suspect there's quite a few of these people out there, Josie.
Well, I don't know about you, but we are seeing more people on the streets, and they are in truly terrible plights, just not necessarily the one they claim to be in. So they're not necessarily hungry and homeless. They're probably got drug problems. They're more likely to have mental health problems, alcohol problems. So by giving money, you're actually killing with kindness. You're much better to give to a local charity that takes people in. And this is the problem that people don't, they don't quite get it. That yes, it's much easier to hand $20 or $10 to somebody on the street, much harder to make the effort to give it to a local charity. That's what you should do.
And Vern, I just believe, and we've discussed this before, I think some of them are professional beggars and councils won't deal with them. And I know it's problematic, but something has to give here.
Well, the law is the law. And if you are receiving housing from the government and a government benefit, then there's an issue then. If you've got people going out and also collecting additional money, really it kind of besmirches the whole system. So, you know, the law is the law.
Most of these people will be getting welfare. They'll be getting a benefit, no question about that.
Well, in the specific case we're talking about, this is a guy who was not only getting a benefit of $380 a week, which is not a princely sum, but that's what it is, and is also, that's free money from the government, and was also in state accommodation as well. So that's someone who essentially is being looked after by the government. Mm.
Yeah,
and they have to follow the rules that have been set.
Yeah, if you're ripping off the system, you're ripping off the system. I liked Paul Eagle's idea. Paul Eagle down here in Wellington, he's on the local council, and he's actually going to, I think, be a very good candidate for Labor, but down here. But he said, you know, look, let's get them when they come to the night shelters, have a one-stop shop there. That's where you get them in front of the counselling, whether it's drug and alcohol stuff. That's where you get them to social welfare. You sort them out, so that they're not going back on the streets, and you do it then when they're in the night shelter.
I think there's a difference between homeless and beggars. You know, there are two different things. But anyway,
homeless people don't tend to beg.
And I think Hamilton's making great inroads there with their plan. Anyway, Sam Neill, Vernon, wants to boycott Cadbury's.
I just love it when actors turn their hands to social activism. You know, I would have thought that, gosh, wasn't that one of the big lessons from the Hillary Clinton campaign in the States, that yet another privileged millionaire telling us what we should think about things doesn't go very well, down very well with most people. And I find it utterly annoying when people who pretend to be other people for a job tell us what we should think about real issues. Maybe that's just me.
No, that's right. No, it was certainly me anyway. Josie said we've got the Hollywood elite, you know, telling everybody else what they should do. I don't know what the point of it is. Inflated egos, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to the point where you expect, almost except Brad Pitt, to come up mid-snog on his close-up and start telling you about deep-sea oil drilling or something. And yeah, my local plumber doesn't feel the need to put out a press release clarifying his views on deep-sea oil drilling every 5 minutes. You know, what is it about actors where they think we actually care what they think? Having said that, I've known Sam Neill all my life, and I'm feeling a bit bad about sort of slagging him off on this. But and he's a local boy, and he's from Dunedin, and he can see an issue. My issue is that he's not analysing it properly. And, you know, if you really care about it, you should have supported TPP, because on balance, I did, because products like chocolate bars and so on aren't made in one country anymore. They're made all over the world. Mm. And if you really want to save those jobs, look after the worker, not the job.
Was he against? Was he against TPP? Was Sam against TPP as well? Was he?
I don't know.
Oh,
I mean,
probably.
The thing is,
probably.
It's a safe bet.
It's a safe bet.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I'm not sure how rational it is when an international company is looking at the profitability of the New Zealand arm. And they haven't necessarily made a final decision. Maybe boycotting the product is more of a nail in the coffin than actually a helpful action. That's worth thinking about,
right,
too.
It's much worse that they've actually changed the ingredients on Cadbury's and started using cheap ingredients. That probably, you know, cut into their profits more. But the reason they're relocating is that it's cheaper to make the chocolate in Brazil, China, India. Next year it'll be cheaper in Vietnam and Cambodia. It's just the way it goes. Better to campaign to get this government to say, what are you going to do to create jobs in Dunedin?
Well, 70% of their product actually goes to Australia. So, you know, I thought that they were going to change that to Australia. But, you know, with these actors and that, Vernon, I just wonder whether, because actually what they can do is piss off half of their audience. You know, so half of their audience say, actually, we don't like Sam's movies anymore. Actually, we don't like his two paddocks wine. We'll go elsewhere. We'll buy elsewhere, you know?
I've seen comments exactly along those lines,
really?
On various under articles. You know, certainly the one on the Herald, there are a few people using words just to that effect, you know? I mean, that boycott will probably have about the same impact on Sam's income.
It's the same in, you're right, Vernon, in the US, where every time they sneer at Trump, it looks like they're sneering at the people who voted for Trump. And so people just go, well, you know, up yours. I'm not going to listen to you telling me that my values are terrible. So you're not actually having the impact you want, which is to change people's minds and say, you know, Trump's values are not good values. You're just telling them off.
Thank you, Josie. Good to talk to you again. And thank you, Vernon. That is Vernon Tava and Josie Pagani on The Huddle. It's now 7:26.